Race co-director John Estill says he expects this year's race to be business as usual.
The Equinox Marathon is one of the oldest continuously run marathons in the country. Yes, it is. It's really cool. There's lots of marathons that have come and gone and lots of marathons that have sprouted up in the time since the Equinox was started. But I think people in Fairbanks are proud of the event. It's a big event for the community, and it's sort of the official end of the running season.
A few minor changes to the start and finish bring the course back to its original route in those spots. A new subdivision between miles 4 and 5 on the course adds another road crossing to the route. Estill says heavy rains all summer long haven't caused any major problems for the race course that follows mostly trails.
I haven't heard any reports of that from people running on the trail. And I've been up on top of Esther Dome a little. Doesn't look like there's a big problem up there. I'm sure there are little things here and there, but I haven't heard anybody saying that, boy, there's a real erosion problem here, or you should see the gullies there, or anything like that. So absent those reports, I think it's probably in decent shape.
Alongside the marathon is the 64-kilometer or nearly 40-mile ultramarathon.
That's a real organizational challenge just because, you know, we've got things dialed in pretty well for the marathon, but the ultramarathon, it's just, you know, it's longer and there's more stuff to get out there and more things to worry about. So we've been really working trying to make sure that we take as good care of the ultramarathon people as the marathon people.
The race organization will also use a new chip timing system this year. Estill says they tested the system last year to find out if it could work for the race.
We will have everybody, individual marathoners and ultramarathoners, as well as relay runners alike, go over the chip readers just before the first exchange and just before the second relay exchange. So we hope to have live results at 8 miles and 17 miles that people can look at on the internet during the race. And then we hope to be able to do finish results in real time at the finish.
Registration numbers are down slightly from last year, with just under 400 runners signed up for the marathon. There are more than 100 relay teams planning to divvy the 26.2-mile distance up among three-member teams. Just under 40 athletes hope to tackle the ultramarathon. The race starts at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.